Thousands of people visit downtown New Bern each year to tour Tryon Palace, see the birthplace of Pepsi, and dine at the many restaurants. But 40 years ago, downtown New Bern was on the decline. Businesses were leaving, people were without jobs, and the area resembled something of a ghost town with dozens of vacant buildings. Go there today, and downtown New Bern is a vibrant and busy part of town. That's due to revitalization efforts from the city of New Bern and local nonprofits. Now, these visionaries are turning their efforts to another section of downtown.
There is the largest concentration of poverty within a four-county area. Many of the people don't have cars or, you know, they don't have a high school education.
City officials and organizations helping with the effort hope the redevelopment of an area in downtown known as Five Points will transform the community and spur economic growth in a depressed section of New Bern.
Like when I grew up, this was like a strip, and it had restaurant, clothing stores, shoe stores. Right next door was a garage. You know, you had a theater, and it was bustling. It was, you know.
Verona Bryant grew up in Five Points. She remembers businesses moving out of the area during the 70s.
They need to do something with this area to bring more business to the city of New Bern.
The New Bern Gateway Renaissance Plan has been in the works for 3 years, but only recently received the green light to move forward with the first stages of development. Helping with the effort is the nonprofit Swiss Bear Downtown Development Corporation. They assisted the city's development services with creating two urban design plans, which were approved by the Board of Aldermen on January 8th. Executive Director of Swiss Bear, Susan Moffitt-Thomas, says the plan looks at a large area from Lawson Creek Park to the railroad tracks that run through Hancock Street and downtown New Bern.
You know, Five Points is an area that needs a lot of help from the private sector as well as local government. And so the plan was approved in January. Development Services has put together a work plan, and that will be presented to our board next week at our board meeting. And from that, we will look at projects that we can actively be involved in to help the city move this area forward.
A $170,000 planning grant provided funding for developing a plan that will facilitate the cleanup and redevelopment of Five Points. Thomas says some of those projects include streetscape design, rebuilding the McCarthy Square Fountain, and an African American museum.
And the plan looks at improving housing. The city has a lot of vacant property throughout that area where affordable housing could be developed, working in partner with Habitat for Humanity and other groups.
The abandoned Days Inn Hotel on Broad Street would be demolished, and a community center would be built in its place. It would include a library and other resources to serve the Five Points community, according to Director of Development Services Jeff Ruggieri.
But also use it for continuing education, get information on health care, maybe to get some health care provided, to become kind of an entrepreneurial center for that area. A lot of the redevelopment, people think about focusing on buildings and streets and everything, but this plan is focused on people also.
New retail spaces are also part of the development plan. Though Ruggieri didn't mention any specific stores, he did say there is a market for an additional 50,000 square feet of retail space in Five Points.
And also a very strong market for a smaller type full-service grocery store of about 30,000 square feet that can be supported in there over the coming years. So what we'll be doing is really focusing on that Broad Street corridor as the commercial corridor.
Many Five Points residents don't have cars, so they walk to the closest grocery store, which is more than a mile away. The new retail space could create job opportunities.
So when you look at a grocery store, you know, you're looking at through the whole lifespan of a grocery store from start to finish, you know, you're probably looking at 150, 200 jobs. But in the end, you know, a 30,000 square foot grocery store may have, I really don't know, maybe 60, 70 jobs just for that one. It could be more.
Ruggieri says they are working with private sector partners and other businesses that want to relocate or expand to Five Points. For the most part, businesses that are already in Five Points welcome the new development. Verona Bryant is a cashier with Jamaica in the South, a Caribbean restaurant on Broad Street.
If it's more business in this area, then it means it's more consumers in this area, and we'll get more customers.
As the New Bern Gateway Renaissance Plan starts to move forward, Development Services and the Board of Commissioners will work on policy changes that will allow development. Ruggieri says they're also looking for funding sources, such as grants, for many of the projects.
We are actively working on securing the land for the fountain. We are actively working on finding a user for the grocery store, a chain that wants to come here.
He says it may take years before New Bern residents start to see physical changes.
Redevelopment takes a lot longer. It's something that people need to really have some patience. Things change, but not at the same pace as, you know, building in areas where there's no existing development. So really, this redevelopment plan is a 20-year plan, and that's probably being nice. There's things in there that may take 30 years to do.
When the project finally nears completion, Ruggieri believes Five Points could, once again, become the new center for the city of New Bern.